There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen's Good Day program with a focus on what's happening, baby. Ken Kessler working to help us organize all of our thoughts and ideas through the night. Rich McFadden in our studio in Washington. I'm in Los Angeles. A lot of rain here yesterday. It actually hailed. There's this place. I was coming back from the airport yesterday, and Brendan and I have stopped at this little 50s cafe diner place on Lincoln. It's a very cool little place, and we had little soup and a sandwich, and it started to pour. I mean, it poured, and hail, the skies were so dark and black. Ken, did you have that in San Diego yesterday, or did you stay free of all of this?
We didn't have any hail, but we had some heavy rain, at least at times.
Yeah. It was heavy. Well, needed. The rain.
Much needed. Bunch of wimps. We got a quarter of an inch of ice here in D.C., and you guys, oh, it rained.
It's snowing again in the Northeast today. 4, 5, 6 inches of snow on top of
good riddance,
4, 5, 6.
That's all I have to say.
8, yeah, well, good riddance to winter.
It's so crazy here. It's going to snow in the mountains outside of San Diego, and people here will drive up there and put the snow on their cars, put it on their cars on purpose, and bring it back down into San Diego to have some snow.
There's a continuing interest in this guy in Boston who's been shipping, so far, a couple of hundred boxes of snow to people elsewhere around the country. It's pretty funny. I'm looking on the CBS Morning News at pictures of Jihadi John in a baseball cap and how they have gotten down to identifying this fellow as they have now trying to find where he is so they can send a drone attack in to wipe him out as a symbol. There's pictures of him that we've seen over the weekend as a youngster playing baseball or soccer or whatever it is, 10, 11, 12 years old, and then pictures of him as a teenager, pictures of where his parents live in London, where he grew up, all of that stuff. What do you think that neighborhood is going to be like with the people that live around him now that they've exposed the place where he grew up and where his parents are and the whole this whole business, coupled with the controversy that is in video, story at DougStephan.com today about the SNL ISIS sketch with Dakota Johnson, sparking a lot of outrage on our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Any more comments there? You can see it. It's posted pretty much here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, Tony says, would expect no less from a far-left TV-produced show. It is a slam on all our men and women fighting for our country around the world.
Why does everybody have to put this, or not everybody, why does some people have to put this in the perspective of it being left or right? I don't know that NBC is, I think CBS is far more, the management of CBS or the approach on the air of CBS far much more left-leaning than is NBC. But then the other side of it, we should know what their politics are, but we sure as heck do, don't we? What else, Kenny?
David says, I thought it was pretty funny. I don't see the big deal about it.
Well, I think that seems to be the general rule of thumb with all of this. Any others that you want to repeat?
Angela says it was stupid and ridiculous and in ridiculously poor taste.
Mm-hmm. Well, see it if you want. Just check the story out at DougStephan.com.
Let's go back. Before you move along from the Mwazi case, Jihadi John.
Yep.
There's a London-based advocacy group that was working with him, and they have released emails that they sent him to help paint
working
a picture.
Working with him in what respect?
He felt he was being harassed by the government.
Really?
And they were trying to help him, and he apparently was... said that the authorities were harassing him, and he tried to seek legal help to stop it, according to this advocacy group, a human rights group called CAGE, a Muslim advocacy organization. And he said he went to an airport and he was detained because he was trying to go to Kuwait in 2010. And they questioned him for hours. He said, I told them I want to be left alone. I have an ambition to move from the UK and settle in Kuwait. That's why I found a job and a spouse. And he says, all I want to do is go back there. And he felt like he was being harassed by the government in the UK. So apparently they've released a bunch of emails that kind of tell his story as to why he got to where he is.
All I really want to do is get along with you.
Or at least that, so he claims.
So the ISIS folks have released 19 Assyrian Christian hostages. All but one of them were among the more than 200 who were captured last week when the ISIS people attacked these Christian villages in northern Syria. Why did ISIS free these hostages? That seems to be the question. Why 10%? Why these 20? What are they trying to do? There is one theory suggesting ISIS wants to gain credibility by showing it follows the rules.
Huh? Right. Too late for that.
I think so. So you wonder about the fate of those who are still there. It's 12 past the hour on the Monday Good Day program.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press wringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipe 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler bringing you through Monday, our daily visit. The story of a cell phone video and how it impacted the life of a 47-year-old disabled veteran named Douglas Dendinger, who could have gone to prison because he was set up by the police. This is why people despise, not dislike, but despise this kind of authority. Listen to this story. The Washington Parish, Louisiana police and prosecutors falsely and knowingly accused him of a crime that he did not commit back in August of 2012. He was paid. He was paid $50 to serve a court summons on behalf of his nephew against a police officer in a brutality lawsuit. So Mr. Dendinger, who is the focus here, handed the police officer, a fellow named Chad Cassard, a white envelope containing the documents and says he went on his way. 20 minutes later, police showed up at his house and arrested him. He was put in jail on charges of battery, obstruction of justice, and intimidating a witness. Two of the charges are felonies, and a prior conviction on Dendinger's record threatened to send him to jail for a long time as a repeat offender. He said, Dendinger said, he was confident a mistake had been made and that he would be released without cause, since two prosecutors and a couple of police officers had seen him actually hand the summons over to the person who was supposed to get it. But that's not what happened. The then district attorney, Walter Reed, brought charges against him. His case was backed by two prosecutors who asserted that Dendinger had assaulted Officer Cassard. Seven witnesses made statements supporting the case. Cassard, the officer, made the claim, writing in a statement that he was slapped by Dendinger. There were other people that witnessed the handoff who thought he had punched him. Dendinger punched Cassard. Am I making this clear? You got the two different players here.
Mm-hmm.
The police chief said that Dendinger used violence and force. Other witnesses came forth in deposition saying that Dendinger used such force that he knocked Cassard backwards several feet. So, well then, how did this fellow get exonerated? Luckily for him, his wife and nephew had filmed him as he actually served the court papers on this police officer, Mr. Cassard. There's very grainy video of the exchange showing Dendinger handing Cassard the summons, and Dendinger, who was a police officer, but he was disabled, walking away in the opposite direction. The video was finally aired by the television, one of the news television stations, news report in New Orleans. It didn't show the entire encounter. It didn't show Dendinger slapping anybody or acting aggressively at all. The video shows the witnesses who claimed that the force pushed Cassard back several feet had his back turned as the scene unfolded. Anyway, the bottom line is that he is not going to jail, but it shows you what sort of things the conspiratorial side of supposedly justice. The video completely exonerated this guy. He was set up, and nobody, what I haven't figured out is why they set him up, even though he had a felony conviction before. It just shows you how specious this stuff is, how really horrible. So, and this is why people so thoroughly dislike authority and the police, because there's so many examples of them abusing their power. Richie, you got another example.
Well, you're one of the big stories of the day, and everybody's starting to talk about now is a homeless guy who was shot and killed in L.A. when he was they attempted to arrest him for a robbery, and witnesses say it looked like he was juiced up. They tased him several times, but he didn't stay down. He got up, and then there was a struggle with five officers. He tried to reach for their gun, and they ended up shooting five times and killed him, but they say, you know, he was out of control. They could not control him.
So they shot him.
There you go. Yeah.
That's the way to handle the problem. Get your gun out, shoot him. Fixes everything. 888-302-3684. What do you think of that? 21 after the hour. Good day.
The free Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This was 1985. Who was singing this? 888-302-3684. You know who it is. You qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I don't know that this is...
This will be easy. The slate. The synthesizer is dated, but the voice will definitely give it away.
All right. Let's see what happens.
And the hook line.
Uh-huh. Party all the time. Guy's been all over the place the last couple of weeks. Nobody's pretty happy about any of the performances he delivered. I'd forgotten this song even existed. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist from Brooklyn, New York. His mother was a telephone operator. His father was a transit police officer. Comedy is his first love. By the age of 15, he was writing and performing his own material. Influenced, so he said, by Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor. That may be why he didn't do what he was asked to do last week or the week before, Kenny, you think? Because he was so influenced by Cosby?
He said that he didn't see the point in kicking him when he was down. He used to make fun of Cosby.
He did?
Yeah.
On SNL?
Yeah.
In addition to comedy, he became a backup session vocalist for a lot of recordings. I did not know that about him, frankly. This song, Party All the Time, produced by Rick James, recorded in his home studio in Buffalo. Rick James' home studio. I think it's probably the only time in his life this guy's ever been the subject of our attention has ever been in Buffalo. VH1 voted Party All the Time as the number 7 worst song of all time. Weird Al Yankovic released a parody version in the album Polka Party. This person in question nominated for an Oscar, won a Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild Awards, and is the 4th highest grossing actor in the United States, as we were told, as he was introduced a week ago Sunday at the Oscars. Party All the Time is the only single with his name on it. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie.
Boom.
That's it?
That's it.
Really?
3 minutes on the button.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Hugh. Hey, Hugh's dialed this up. Hugh, where are you?
I'm in Vero Beach, Florida.
Vero Beach, WTTB. Any activity? There's no baseball activity there anymore.
Not anymore, unfortunately.
What an outrage.
Yep.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, who is this artist?
Eddie Murphy, and what a horrible, horrible song. I mean, just really, really bad.
Do you remember it when it was first released, or are you just thinking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was at the height of his career. I mean, if you recall, 48 Hours and Beverly Hills Cop, and then he wants to be a singer like a lot of actors want to be, and that was just terrible.
Well, he's a wannabe singer, but not a wannabe actor. But as you heard me go through his CV here, He worked on it a lot when he was a teenager, especially, and has, you know, I didn't realize he was a backup singer, for heaven's sakes.
Neither did I.
No. What do you think of his antics lately?
As far as not doing the skit on SNL?
He didn't do the skit, and he didn't really come across
it. His career is really down the tubes. I mean, look, his grosses, you know, his last movie's been horrible.
Yeah.
he needs a comeback. I think he's going to do another Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, they are going to do another Beverly Hills Cop. Would you go see it, another Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'd wait for it on cable.
All right, you qualify for our drawing for the trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, which we will do. Last week I said next month, but this month, later on this month, we'll have the drawing. So congratulations. Good luck to you in that department.
Next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, pets need exercise just as much as people. Without it, their cardiovascular system suffers, their lungs and muscles weaken, and their bones stiffen. Over the past decade or so, we've all become increasingly diet and exercise conscious. The simple fact is that if we eat right, get enough rest, and indulge in some form of recreational activity, we'll probably live longer and enjoy life more. These same principles apply just as readily to our dogs and cats. Sometimes a short walk or a 5-minute frisbee game isn't enough. But before you start any exercise program with your pet, check with your veterinarian and begin gradually, whether it's jogging, swimming, or any other activity. You know, dogs, just like people, have energy, and if that energy gets pent up, they will find a way to release it. And if you don't give them the exercise that they need, that releasing of these problems will show up in your house with chewed shoes and chewed furniture. Exercise with your pet. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. It'll make them live longer and happier and healthier lives. I'll more next time.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Getting it on at 27
before the hour, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. You'll be happy to know the search for the missing Malaysian airliner may be called off soon. No trace. Plane disappeared a year ago. Can you believe that? That thing,
isn't that
a
amazing?
Year ago. It really is amazing. When you really get down to the roots of it, it is an amazing thing. Can't find the plane. Nobody knows where it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I gave you 100 times my theory on that, so I'm not going to repeat it. Jennifer's not with us today. I'll do the TV report later in this half hour. Right now, though, a focus is on a video captured the moments yesterday afternoon. Los Angeles police shot and killed a man on Skid Row. Man was on the ground. May have been hit with a jolt from a taser before the shooting. The video shot by a bystander shows the man in an off-the-street scuffle with the police after he fell down. Three sounds are heard on the video. Rich has the video. Be careful as you listen to this. You might want to have your children not listening to this because there's some graphic audio here. It only takes a couple of seconds, but it helps to make the story. So, Richie, play the audio, will you please?
Oh!
this it was a little afternoon yesterday. All the attention it's gotten, Kenny can tell you, it's posted all over the place on Facebook.
Yeah.
The video itself shows four officers struggling with this man near a curb when the clicking of what sounds like a stun gun is heard, and then the shots you heard ring out. You could hear somebody yelling, "Drop the gun," right before the shots are heard. Onlookers accost the officers at the scene. The video posted online. The fellow who was killed was Anthony Blackburn. The commander in charge at the time said the officers...
No, that's the guy who shot the video.
Smith?
Anthony Blackburn.
The... Oh, okay. Well, I thought I saw Anthony. Well, okay, so yeah. Blackburn shot the... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I got, Richie. The video was apparently posted online within the hours of the death by a man named Anthony Blackburn. So the misplaced modifier here...
Right.
Is the this okay? I'm going to give you an English lesson now. Okay, I'm looking at the video myself on the shooting, and I'm listening to this. I listen to it and I'm watching it, and so we're distracted a little bit. I think the story's been told now. I mean, you know, what you're going to get is a lot of who shot John kind of stuff. But as I might be criticized somewhat because, and Richie's correcting me, he might be criticized because, you know, but it's right to get it right. What I'm looking at is a sentence that the story, leave it to me to pull it apart. Listen to the sentence. The video was apparently posted online within hours of the death by a man named Anthony Blackburn. From that, one could get that the man who was shot was Anthony Blackburn, mm-hmm. because of the misplaced mark, but that's the guy.
He says, he said he told CNN that he just wanted to film it to make sure everything was all right because of all the things that have been going on the past couple of years, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, this...
he was a witness. He said they tried to shock, the police tried to shock him with a taser, but that didn't work. And after the man reached for the officer's gun, three officers fired at him.
Okay, so let's get our read here. Kenny, when you listen to this and watch this, what's your immediate conclusion?
It's hard to tell exactly what is happening. I mean, it looks like they had him down. And then you hear the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And
according to them, he was the victim, if that's the way which you want to call him.
If you see the guy before he goes down, he is wildly swinging at them. I mean, just arms flying everywhere.
So four policemen can't get him
and
down.
And then they finally get him down, and that's when the witnesses say that he reached for their gun. And then that's when the shots were fired. Mm.
So, am I being too critical? Am I not being critical enough?
Another witness, Yolanda Young, said that, or Tanya Edwards, said that the man was known to have mental issues, quote-unquote, a lot of mental issues.
Yeah. There were a lot of those people around.
Yeah.
You shoot them first and then find out later? Or were the officers really in danger? I can't see that from the video that I'm seeing, but I can't see all angles.
You're like, why can't five guys subdue one guy?
That's what I just said. Yeah.
But if you're juiced, these people are like out of control.
So where does that homeless guy get to? How does he get juiced like this?
He stands in the corner and begs for money and then spends that money on crack cocaine.
Crack. Mm-hmm.
Or laced PCP. It is that simple. Absolutely it is.
888-302-3684.
And by the way, the first question that people are going to go,
mm-hmm.
what color was the cop that shot him?
And according to, we can't really tell which cop shot him because there were five shots fired.
The story I'm looking at says a young black officer that shot him went over and asked the crowd to back up.
Mm. Well... how much time do we spend talking about stuff like this? The story earlier about the guy that was framed by the police and the prosecutors in Louisiana.
How much time do we spend talking about this, and how much time do we not spend talking about when somebody does... my brother's a cop. I can't for the life of me understand why anybody
would want to be a cop. Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Their job has got to be impossible to do. Mm. No matter what you do, it's wrong.
No, I don't think
you do it right, nobody pays any attention.
You do it wrong,
you're all over CNN.
Yeah. But why is it the news media's fault?
Following my brother around.
Is it the news media's fault because we focus on it, or is it their fault for overdoing it? Which is it? Or is it both?
Well, obviously you're going to have people that overdo it, and they should be covered, and they should be on the news. But the perception then is that that's all there is. There is no other side.
Mm-hmm.
There are no good cops.
Yeah, there are.
You watch TV, there are no good cops.
No, I don't think that's true. There are a lot of cops are portrayed well.
All cops are white.
What are you talking
racist
about? That's not true at all. Sure. There are plenty of television shows, dramas that have police officers that are presented well.
That's not real.
What is real? This ought not to be real either.
I can't understand why anybody would want to do the job anymore.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So what do we have showing up with regard to this shooting of the homeless man in L.A., Kenny?
Tina says, am I seeing this right? Did they shoot him after they had him on the ground?
See, that's what I thought when I saw it.
That's what it looks like, but it's hard to tell.
They did. Mm. But you could still...
Can you see? I can't see where he's reaching for the officer's gun. That's what everybody says. I was saying he didn't do it. I just can't see it.
Right. The video's a mess. It's hard to see.
Mm. All right, Kenny, what else?
Gail says, there were 4 or 5 police on him. The man was lying on the ground. 2 shots of taser immediately followed by 5 bullets. It's just scary.
That it is. Yep. It is scary. Yes. I agree with you.
But see, when he's on the ground, they're all bent down next to him.
Mm-hmm. They can't get cuffs on him?
That's what they're trying to do, is get him rolled over.
5 guys to get cuffs on
right.
The guy. What else, Kenny?
Don says, it seems like the U.S. police force is now populated with psychopaths.
A lot of bad cops, a lot of good cops. Shouldn't be any bad cops. If people are doing their job screening them well, there should not be. There's more testing that's needed, psychological evaluation. It's a tough job, as Richie just said now. And
wow.
We've got too many police. They're not well-trained, and they're not paid enough.
And how do you test
a
guy?
They need to have better training. There's plenty of good Briggs-Myers tests. There's a lot of good psychological
tests.
Sure,
you can
absolutely
do that. You can do that. But until somebody is fighting for their life, you don't know how they're going to react.
Well, so and what does that tell you about preparation?
When I'm wrestling with a guy who I just he seems to be out of control, and he reaches for my gun, what do you do?
Mm. Speaking of wrestling, I was in Las Vegas on Saturday night. That Ronda, what's her name? Rousey, is that her? The MMG, the two women in the MMG thing,
and
she
was
all over the place because she beat this other woman in like 14 seconds or something. There are a lot of people apparently following this MMG stuff, both men and women. And the place was like, you couldn't get around. I went to the Flamingo, which was on the Strip. And apparently where this fight was taking place was at the other end of the Strip. You couldn't move.
Really?
The traffic was, absolutely. It was unbelievable traffic. People going to see this. I don't even know that it was in Las Vegas, but everybody was going to the sportsbook places to watch it. Crazy stuff.
Wow.
Here's something that's really good and not crazy. Some ways of taking care of your body are more effective and better than others. And here's the story of one product that is amazing for every single organ in your body, every single part of your body. You want blood to get to everywhere in your body because that's what keeps you alive and healthy. And that's why Heart Factors Plus, which has the ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, L-arginine, you may have heard that story, can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. This is the story behind the story. You'll never feel better. You don't really care what's in this, right? You just want to know you're going to feel better and be better. And you are healthier, stronger. Heart Factors Plus helps you maintain healthy blood pressure levels. If they're too high, it brings them down. If they are where they're supposed to be, it keeps them there. That's really the bottom line. Get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all your organs with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. And that's 800-577-8560. Get a free bottle and faster results than you ever thought possible, or your money back. When you call, mention Doug Steffen. You got a free bottle coming. Also, a brand new product for these folks is a CoQ10 fish oil formula. That'll have an extra added benefit for your body as well. You'll get that jar along with an extra jar, a bottle of Heart Factor Plus. As you order now, think about how good you're going to feel. You'll be excited, all excited to get this stuff and try it. You'll feel the difference. You will. 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
It's tax time, so here are some facts on taxes. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Did you know that nearly 80% of Americans think of tax time as a time to think about saving money? It's true, according to the Straight Talk Wireless Tax Time Survey. And 70% of all taxpayers anticipate a $500 check or more from Uncle Sam this year. So how to spend that refund check? About three-quarters of respondents are looking for both affordability and value in any purchase. One way to maximize that return and cut back on expenses is to switch to a no-contract wireless phone plan. Here's an example. Straight Talk Wireless offers consumers the latest wireless devices and for just $45 a month, a no-contract unlimited talk, text, and data plan with the first 3 gigabytes of data at high speed. Zoom. Want to maximize your tax refund this year? Check out Straight Talk phones and service plans at Walmart stores or visit StraightTalk.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morn and win.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranty.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
So there's a controversy because Shatner couldn't go to Nimoy's funeral. He died Friday, buried on Saturday. And so there's a lot of back and forth in the Twitter department, Kenny, on this, right?
Well, there's a lot of people who are angry at Shatner for not ditching the Red Cross and flying out to the funeral. But he did something really neat over the weekend. Because he couldn't be there, he invited people to ask questions about his relationship with Leonard Nimoy. And it's really very nice and very interesting. A couple of the tweets, somebody asked, what life lessons did you learn from each other? And he said, I learned to be more serious. I think he learned to be less. Mm-hmm. He took the role of Spock very seriously, and I would try to get him to crack a smile while in his persona. It was hard to do.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of controversy also and comments on social media about the ISIS skit on SNL. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks if you were offended by it. A, yes, it was horrible. B, it was in bad taste. C, I didn't think it was a big deal. D, no, I thought it was funny. E, I haven't seen it. So what's the consensus at the moment on social media for that, Kenny?
It's split right down the middle. People are either very offended or they thought it was funny.
Okay, well, that's a good cross-check. That says that it has some value then if it's split like that down the middle. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to discuss some of the important stories that he's following from the journals of medicine. He's a scientist, a studier, cardiologist, runs a clinic down in Mardura, Florida. Lake Cardiology gives him all kinds of expertise. He's on the program with me every weekend. We do Good Day Health. And if you have a question, send it along to Ken or me, Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug at dougstephan.com. We'll get it on the air. First item of interest is a focus on vitamin deficiency and what happens if you don't have enough of the right stuff, Ken.
Doug, every single listener needs to know about this. This is news this week out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. We all hear about vitamin D deficiency lately. It's been linked with serious conditions, including cancer, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, and depression. But there's news this week about vitamin D deficiency and diabetes. Lose weight. It's the go-to recommendation you all know from the doctor for preventing diabetes. But according to this new research, it may not be enough. Vitamin D deficiency also appears to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes no matter what your weight is. I've seen this. More than 10% of people living with type 2 diabetes, Doug, are not overweight. Whatever your weight, you may be able to reduce your risk of diabetes through a healthy vitamin D-rich diet and by spending more time outdoors. Eggs, fatty fish such as salmon and tuna, as well as fortified foods, some milks and cereals are good sources of vitamin D, but sun exposure is the largest contributor to a healthy vitamin D level. I recommend getting close to your birthday suit about 3 days a week for about 10 to 15 minutes and getting a good suntan. Don't worry about the skin cancer if you expose yourself to that little amount of sun.
So then Neil Patrick Harris did us a favor with a public service announcement, more or less going pretty much naked on the Oscars.
I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you. Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy, taken to the hospital. He has COPD, big smoker, but he quit a number of years ago. He's 83 years old, so what's the status? Here's an icon, if there ever was one.
Exactly, 82 years old. We grew up with him, Star Trek. He was taken to UCLA, again in the news, Medical Center in Los Angeles, on Thursday, February 19th. We just learned about this, though. He was suffering from chronic lung disease despite stopping smoking more than 30 years ago. He has COPD. Symptoms of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, include coughing, chest infections, and breathlessness. This is a warning for all smokers that you need to take care of your lungs, even if you stopped smoking more than 30 years ago.
All right, a couple of sleep-related items. Wondering out loud whether a bad night's sleep might make you hungrier or able or prone to eating bad food.
Out of scientific reports this week, Doug, skipping just a single night of sleep leads to a shift in brain activity that seems to spark a desire to consume more fat the following day. One night of sleep loss alters the function within the brain's salience network. It's called the salience network. It's a pathway in the brain thought to guide decision making. Here's the link, Doug, between sleep loss and changes in food intake.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Long sleep time, higher stroke risk. Here's the opposite side of the candle.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology this week. Adults who sleep more than 8 hours a night may face a higher risk of stroke. Long sleepers, they were 46% more likely to have a stroke than those who got only 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. It's unknown if the long sleep is a cause, consequence, or early warning sign of declining brain health.
All right, let's talk about things that will make you feel better. Taking Heart Factors Plus, from the cardiologist's point of view, why is it good?
Some good news. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. This is from Nobel Prize winning research. Here's what John from Florida has to say. Having been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better, I recommend this product to all my friends, and the benefits did not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free bottle and trial of Heart Factors Plus.
Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. Mention Dr. Ken, you get an extra month's supply. Keep your blood pressure where it is. I'm learning all kinds of things about this. The L-arginine, the nitric oxide. Get that blood to your muscles, your brain. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Ask him for an extra bottle. He'll take care of you. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Keep your blood pressure where it needs to be. 800-621-6313.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.